whatnot.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Balls on fire. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, so we figured out that the draft is tomorrow. We'll get the buzz now with the news and the comments.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Just need to derail your flow for one more second there, Buzz.
Sure.
With a private aside, that there are the guys that do the morning show on JFK, the Junkies.
Yes.
The J.P. Flame's father passed away.
Yes.
Very sad to hear that, and a sincere love to J.P. and his whole family.
Tough time for anybody, and you know, I've been through it, and it's tough. You've been through loss. It's very difficult. We wish them the very best getting through this.
Just wanted to take a second out to tell JP that we were thinking about him.
That's right. We mentioned his dad on the show a lot, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Even Joe is thinking about you today.
Very good.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Idaho Senator Larry Craig has agreed to, at least temporarily, give up his committee assignments in Washington.
I am not gay.
He's not gay.
Well, while he's dealing with this scandal that's threatening his political career, he won't be.
I am not gay.
All right.
I never have been gay.
That's how you know he's gay.
That kind of gives it away,
right?
It? Other Republicans.
I mean, don't think the poll smoker protested too much.
Minnesota locker room, or Minnesota bathroom, right?
Yes, I am correct. Not gay.
That boy gay in a handbag full of rainbows.
Yeah, calm down, Larry.
Lindbergh terminal at the airport. Other Republicans, his fellow Republicans, are calling for Craig to resign from the Senate entirely.
I am not gay.
After he was arrested in that men's room for soliciting gay sex.
And the whole deal with this is the pleading guilty.
Right.
I mean, it's one thing if he was, you know, accused of something, you deny it, you go through the process. They wouldn't be calling for this guy to resign as much, but he pled guilty.
Yeah. He pled guilty in the hopes that it would go away, and it almost did go away. It's been, what, 9 months?
But here's
since
the thing,
happened?
Buzz. Yeah. Stop for a second.
Okay.
Take the gay thing out of it, whether this guy is pro-gay, anti-gay.
Right.
If someone accused you of, if the police charged you with a crime that you did not do, especially if you were in public, a person of a public persona, an elected official. Jesus Christ, wouldn't you come out and acknowledge it? Why would you think that it's just going to,
you know, this thing has
no way.
This thing, I think that's exactly what they thought was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that this thing has a lot more to come. You've got to investigate this. The only thing I read today is that he threw his business card across the table
right. And
said something along the lines
of,
what do you think of that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's very significant.
If you're a high-profile guy like this, though, right. I mean, first of all, what are you doing trying to get your nut off in a bathroom to begin with? And second, Jesus Christ, why do you plead guilty? You got to know that there's smoking guns out there. No, you know, no pun intended, but
right.
the website, they're going to catch you every time.
Right.
Don?
Yes, Mike?
Rob Spiewak writes, I remember when gay meant happy. Such a shame.
I am not gay.
Thank you, Mike. You don't normally throw me under.
I know.
He does.
I know. I felt it was necessary.
Well, today, a man we'd only heard about before came forward to say that he had an oral encounter with the senator in a men's room.
Oh, big time. Big time.
At Washington, D.C.'s Union Station Railway Terminal 3 years ago.
Hey, and that's where you want to do it, too.
Nice bathrooms.
Oh, God.
They are nice.
No cooties there.
Cooties. Actor Owen Wilson has pulled out of his next movie following his suicide attempt. Variety says Wilson's bowing out of Tropic Thunder with Ben Stiller, which was to have begun filming in just a few weeks. It's not clear if Wilson will be replaced in that role or if he'll simply be written out of the film. Wilson and Stiller have co-starred in 8 movies, including Meet the Parents and Zoolander.
This will cheer Owen Wilson up.
Coming your way in 12 days, the King of Queens on My 20, a double dose of king-size laughs.
Twice a night.
The King of
I like that. Twice a night.
Yeah.
How's that work, Robbie?
Oh, it's great.
Never
it's
mind.
Yeah, right.
Never
whatever.
Mind.
Elle Magazine, meanwhile, is dropping for now the interview with Wilson that was to have appeared in their next issue. Hillary Clinton will make her 7th visit to the Letterman show tomorrow night to help celebrate his 14th anniversary at CBS. She'll also appear on the Ellen DeGeneres show as she makes her media sweep, while her husband will do both Letterman and Oprah.
Hey!
Yeah, she's going to fly in on her broom.
I'd pay to see that, dear.
That's really for all you Hill haters out there.
Fantastic.
A California couple is filing a class action lawsuit against Mattel on behalf of their 2 children for selling dangerous toys. The couple filing the suit wants the money from that lawsuit to be used to pay for blood tests on children to see if they were exposed to poisonous lead.
Yeah, I guess you can't blame them, but it just seems to me, I don't
it's
know.
Too
you know,
litigious.
If your kids aren't walking around going,
yeah, right.
You, well, you know what I mean,
if you
really?
Wait till then, you've waited too late.
I know.
If you think they've been exposed, they really should be
you're,
blood
you're
tested.
Right. But I agree with Don. It is litigious. It's just so.
It's the way we solve everything, though.
Yeah,
it's the answer. Yeah, sue. Go ahead.
Why can't
sue.
We should solve it the old-fashioned way by attacking China.
That's right. Maybe mob justice.
Mm-hmm. I like Mike's idea.
Thank you, Rob.
A new Gallup poll shows most NFL fans don't want to see Michael Vick ever play again. 6 out of 10 of those who identify themselves as fans of pro football said they want him banned for life.
That is strictly knee-jerk, Buzz.
That's because, for now, yeah, in the heat of the moment.
Today, yeah. This week that he's pleaded guilty.
This right. is America. We love to tear him down, build him back up again. People will change their minds.
I agree with you, but for now, 4 out of 10 think a return would be okay after his prison sentence. Only 2 in 10 fans say they would want him on their favorite team. And Atlanta's Richard Jewell also.
Please, those people are lying. Mm-hmm. Unless those people live in Indianapolis, New England, mm-hmm. and that's, I guess, where I would stop the list.
Yeah, I mean, even if he rehabilitated himself and, you know, still had the talent level that he had, I certainly wouldn't want to see him play for the Giants.
Not.
And Atlanta's Richard Jewell, falsely accused of plotting to bomb the Olympics, died today from diabetes complications.
Oh,
he was home alone at the time.
Oh no.
Diabetes.
Oh, no.
Sorry about
that. The beaties bit him.
Yeah. No, he's not good for him. Jewel of the Nile.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel lucky, punk? A new survey shows that the U.S. is the most heavily armed society in the world, 90 guns for every 100 citizens.
Hi, this is Wendell Hall. In all this excitement, I sort of forgot myself. This is a Smith & Wesson 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world. So what you've got to be asking yourself is, do you feel lucky? Well, do you, punk? Wow. Good luck.
Did you say 90 per 100 people?
Now, that's all the guns. That's the police guns, the military guns, and
Wendell,
the privately owned guns.
Is that Wendell firing?
That's Wendell backfiring.
And as the tape reminds us, some individuals own more guns than the rest of us.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. There are 875 million guns in the world, so far as we know, and the U.S. owns nearly a third of those guns, 270 million, more than any other country. And if you only count the guns owned by citizens, we own 42% of the world's guns in the U.S.
Yeah, we're not trying hard enough, Buzz.
India surprised me, ranked second. With 4 guns per 100 citizens.
That's right. We got to make sure no one can shoot the sacred cow.
Compared to 90 per 100 in the U.S.
There we go. I will protect to the death my curry and cumin.
Do you think that someone in India, if there's a big problem with guns over there, mm-hmm. I don't know how to formulate this.
You're spitballing here.
Okay. The guy with the dot on his forehead,
right.
Like all of them. How do you know it's not like a laser dot? Some guy waiting to take like a shot at you.
If I wasn't reading a book where that was all over the place, the laser dot, I know exactly what you're talking about.
You see it in movies and stuff, Lisa, when a guy's up against the wall, all of a sudden, he can't see anything, but there's a giant red dot in the middle of his forehead indicating that somewhere there's a guy with a gun on you.
Well, it's also a great way, if you have that laser dot, to make sure your target's centered.
Always keep moving. Iraq only has 39 guns per 100 citizens. Nigeria is the least armed country in the world with just 1 gun per,
hello, Captain.
Per 100 people.
Yeah, I bought some guns for you. I want the... Here's the 1 gun we have in Nigeria. Yes, but I know how to get to all the great clubs. The great downtown D.C. clubs, Captain.
From our no good deed goes unpunished department, to promote peace, love, and understanding, U.S. troops dropped brightly colored soccer balls from low-flying helicopters to kids on the ground in southeast Afghanistan. To give the kids a sense of pride, the balls featured a flag that includes the Quranic Declaration of Faith. Quoting a member of the Afghan parliament, to have a verse of the Quran on something you kick with your foot would be an insult to any Muslim country.
Did they do it again?
Uh-huh. A spokesman for the U.S. military says, we didn't mean to offend.
We just do this all the time. We wonder why we're hated.
What would be wrong with, say, putting a cross on a soccer ball and kicking that? It would be, I think, a little similar.
That's stupid. Put it on a soccer ball. Them kids love soccer. And put one of them Koran verses on it, too. That won't piss them off.
I'm still thinking, was it? Oh, WKRP.
Yeah.
Oh, was right. The show where the general manager actually threw turkeys.
Oh, the famous scene.
Out of an airplane.
Yeah, the famous turkey drop.
That was allegedly based on a guy that really did incident. That at right. WQXI in Atlanta.
And Les Nessman started crying.
I was thinking about that, thinking, well, why don't we just throw live turkeys out the window?
Right.
Wouldn't that be delightful? It'd probably be better than throwing the soccer balls with the Koran on them.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
That's his line. Love that.
Fantastic.
Classic. The next time you cast your vote for president, you may ask yourself, who does Fidel Castro think's going to win?
If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Well, not only is Castro not dead, he has the answer. Castro thinks Hillary should make Barack her running mate. That, he says, is a winning ticket. At least this is what the Cuban dictator wrote yesterday in an editorial column in Cuba's Communist Party newspaper.
Hey, shut up!
At the age of 81, Castro has outlasted 9 U.S. presidents since he took over in 1959. Both Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton last week endorsed a Democratic government in Cuba, and that, says Castro, will get them the Florida votes they need to win. He says Florida's crucial. He says Bush won Florida in a different way. With fraud.
How is Fidel Castro saying these things? Because every time they mention him, I keep seeing that video of him taking a header.
Yeah.
When he's walking off that platform with the folding chairs.
And then you see him in his sweats all the time, too.
It's like those set-up shots where it's like, here's Fidel enjoying tea, and he's like posed like a dead guy.
You know, because it's a communist country, there is the chance they're going to do the same thing that they do with Osama bin Laden. You never know whether the guy is really making this statement or not.
But isn't it amazing to stop and think he was running Cuba at the same time America was being run by Eisenhower?
It truly is.
And
he's last,
still in power there.
He's it last. Is. Well, the good, they die young.
Yes.
He has, Castro has intestinal problems.
Me too.
In what's believed to be his final days, he's been writing a flurry of editorial columns.
They got some bitchin' cars over there, though.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I'd like to go there just to see those old cars.
You see those old Russian cars that were made like a 19, the Sputnik cars or whatever
very,
the hell they
cool.
are.
Very cool.
And a lot of cars from the 50s, too.
Absolutely.
Right? The last
sure.
ones that made it over there.
U.S. cars, sure. Here comes the new Chertoff, same as the old Chertoff. Homeland Security Chief Michael Chertoff is one of several candidates to replace departing Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez.
Oh, right. Oh, hold on a second.
He's out of there.
He's departing now.
He's speedy.
He was the head of Chertoff, was the head of Homeland Security during Katrina. He was the guy who said the storm was worse than experts had predicted, which was incorrect.
Rob Spiewak writes, Dear Don and Mike, Holly Morris, why don't you take your shirt off?
Shirt off? I like doing it that way. That's almost like IHOP, but we can't say IHOP anymore.
He was also wrong about the severity of conditions inside the Superdome during the emergency, and Chertoff's the guy who had a gut feeling the U.S. would be hit hard by terrorists this summer, if you remember his gut.
Hello, pussycats, I'm coming up for the cheese.
Oh, yeah? I'd just like to see you trying.
There he is.
That's the guy he might replace.
Alberto Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm. Lisa Nowak, the astronaut who allegedly drove 950 miles to try to kidnap the woman. Try to kidnap the woman who stole her man. She's pleading temporary insanity.
Mm-hmm.
That bitch!
Perhaps she will point to the soiled adult diapers police say they found in her car.
Oh, they're soiled?
Apparently used. That's what police say.
Oh, I didn't know she used them.
I thought the story was that she said that they weren't adult diapers. They were kid diapers that were left over in the car from when she was doing something with her kids.
This will all, of course, come out in the trial. The police say they have soiled diapers. They will enter as evidence. She says she didn't wear them. I don't know. We'll see.
Guilty.
Either way, hot as balls, isn't she? Huh?
Yeah, really.
I've got something I'd like her to discover.
She's an astronaut.
Oh, my God. She is just fuggly.
She is.
Seriously.
Nice coat of paint. She'd look fine.
I wouldn't put her in your cockpit. Really?
Come on over. Holly's there right now.
One tile short of a reentry. Mm-hmm. The lawyer for the 44-year-old says Lisa at the time suffered from major depression, insomnia, obsessive-compulsive disorder, and a brief psychotic disorder.
Buzz, I know this is totally, well, it's not off-topic.
Right.
About NASA, maybe you know. I've heard the stories about the drunken astronauts. Today, the tease on the news, I didn't stay around long enough to watch it, was they superimposed video of the space shuttle taking off,
right,
along with a big bottle of Jim Beam being poured into a glass, and it said, "Drunk astronauts, details after the break," or whatever it was.
You know, it just occurs to me that if you're going to be put on top of that explosion and hurtled into space, and somebody gives you the opportunity to have a couple of belts before you get on there, and you don't have to really push any buttons for a while, why not?
Were our astronauts drunk in space? We'll find out, and we'll see what Paul Giamatti's got planned for the fall after your local news and weather.
And that's a lovely dress.
Well, a new report from NASA says there's no evidence to support the claim that its astronauts have flown while drunk.
Oh, Buzz, hold on. I'm sorry.
Yes.
It's 6:48. It's
now, your local on the 8s.
An internal review last month, you'll recall, indicated that this drunk thing happened at least twice over the last 20 years. And the report said NASA disregarded concerns about that both times. This study was launched last year after the Lisa Nowak story broke.
All right, so two times in 20 years?
Right.
BFD.
Yeah, who cares?
Not bad. What would a judge say, probably, if you had to go before him? Finally, as we approach the end of indecent exposure season, we take you to Troy, Michigan, where a 21-year-old man has been arrested after cops found him behind the wheel of his car in a parking lot.
You don't mean Counselor Troy, Michigan, do you?
No, just
the town. I think back to Star Trek TNG.
Deanna Troy, Michigan.
That's right.
How about those jugs on her?
Oh,
remember
fantastic.
That? Fantastic. Hey, Counselor Troy.
She can come into my cockpit.
This guy.
Yeah, hey, Counselor Troy, take your shirt off.
Space panties. This guy they found in the parking lot, they were suspicious because it was the only car in the parking lot. So police approached, and there, in the driver's seat, they found this young man zipping up and buckling his pants.
You screw me one more time, I'll squeeze your nuts till you're dead.
But it was too little too late. Police say the man still had, and I quote, a battery-powered sexual device hooked to his person.
Hey.
Oh. I'm Buzz Burbank. Oh. I'm Don and Mike Show.
Barry. Ooh, it's delightful.
Exactly.
Sorry, we're out of time.
That makes you happy, doesn't it, Buzz?
It does.
We leave that sour bile taste in our mouth.
Lovely.
All right, fellas, time to cram.
I'll be ready when I get here tomorrow.
Big fantasy draft tomorrow. And we're drinking as well, so we'll see you then. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
That's your number one pick, Ed.
Hey, I got to slip into a trench coat and get to the bookstore across the street.
Peter North's going number one for me.
This is the Don and Mike Show.